This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you,
Friday Ben? Latte.
Anyway, lots to talk about tonight.
Oh,
heaps.
Choc-o-block.
So many things happened during the week.
So much happened.
Now, did you happen to catch Frederick and
honey.
Princess Mary of Freycinet?
I don't do that.
No?
I don't do...
I was all over the news. What's wrong with you? How can you miss that?
I do love... You know how we were talking about finding our gay Uluru?
Yes.
Well, this, it just, I was sitting there thinking, oh, you know, we have to get that book written, the etiquette book of our new...
Like the Ten Commandments.
Yes. The new, because, they, you know, the beige have got their rituals.
They do. We need ours.
You know, I wanted to grab a hatchling and dip them in some, in a pool and come out.
So this christening this morning reminded you that you need to write that book.
The urgency of our plight to create our own religion.
Yes, it is quite urgent after reviewing this.
I was thinking though, when a hatchling comes into the world, into the gay universe,
uh-huh.
into the pink universe, what are they required to wear? Because there was a big dilemma.
Really?
About what Josephine was going to wear, because Vincent had the royal, because the royal family of, what are they?
Danish.
The royal family of Danish, they
of Denmark.
Yes, only have one christening outfit.
Real? Oh, so because of the twins, they couldn't work it out.
And because she overproduced a couple of eggs. That sent the royal family
big tears.
Into a tiz.
So what did they do?
Well, they should have thought about that before they married such a fertile Australian.
She does come from Tassie, the food belt.
She's yes, and she's been
the Apple Isle.
She'd been sitting in cow manure for ages, getting that caviar ready. So they had to find another outfit.
Oh, really? What did they come up with?
Well, Mama Queen, whatever her name is.
You mean Princess Mary?
Or no.
Her mother-in-law?
Her husband's mother. The Queen.
Yeah, she's
Queen
Amidala, we'll call her.
Queen Amidala. Because I can't remember her name. Queen Amidala, when she, in the 50s at some stage, someone...
She looks severe, doesn't she?
Oh, she looks like... If she had plump lips. It's very, it runs rampant in that part of the world. They've got the thin lip syndrome.
Oh.
Everyone's kind of looking a little lezzo.
Someone with a bit of
Have
Botox.
Have you seen Katie Lang's lips?
No.
Razor thin. Razor thin. I don't know what you, it's not... They're the kind of mouths you can't really put much, you know, you don't want to put anything in because it's like a V-slicer.
For years, she edited women's magazines.
Hello, I'm Ita Buttrose.
And on Sunday night, there's even a TV show about it.
The uncensored true story of how Cleo was born.
But I'm not sure that Benny and Frank have so much love for her.
I need to say this in a very politically correct way without...
No, is
without
that our show? That's not our show.
Yes, I know. So I might as well just go for it.
Come on, spit it out. Or do you want Ita to say it?
Piss off.
The Two Fat Lattes. They've got their own Thinnerfold shield section.
It's all in this month's Ita. With me on the front and on every other page as well.
Joy 94.9.
And I say to women today...
What did she say?
What do you mean?
What did she say to women today?
Well, you just don't know, Benny.
She said it
in her mag.
When is she doing a Tammy commercial?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, she can't. Now,
she can't.
No, everyone else is doing them, aren't they?
We
should do one.
Wasn't she the editor of Cleo? She started Cleo. She was, wasn't it?
Was she she wasn't the starter.
No, well, I know she was there at the beginning of it's getting off the ground anyway.
Was it? Was
yes,
it? Yes. Was she was there during the sealed section days?
She was.
Oh, you God, need to watch, God bless.
You need to watch the telly movie, Benny.
Is there a telly movie about Cleo?
Sunday.
No. Who's playing Ita?
The girl from that show, which I can't remember the name
Susan
of.
Susan Boyle.
Yeah, she's on. If even if I told you, you wouldn't know.
I don't know
was.
Very many Australian TV personalities.
No. Nah.
I only know Mel
and Jeannie Little.
I do know. I used to write to Jeannie Little. She was my pen pal before mobile phones.
Did she?
I don't know why I was obsessed with Jeannie Little.
Did she write back?
I think because one day she made a dress out of garbage bags.
You're impressed by that, obviously.
Before recycling was trendy.
She's good.
She's very good. She had bad breath.
How do you know? Did she get that close?
I was once working at Telethon. Yes, she needed a savoury muffin. You know,
or a strepsil.
Or breakfast. You know that look when people don't eat breakfast and they've got like that rotten milk, rotten milk mouth? It's like,
oh my God.
You know that look?
It's not a look, it's a scent.
It's a scent. It's like, you know, you just want to say, you can almost hear the juices of their stomach just bubbling away. Eating nothing.
A photography studio, get this.
Yes, get it.
Has been caught up after touching up school photos, retouching them.
Really?
Because they say that the school wanted the changes, and so the VCE students...
Like, what sort of touch-ups?
Well, the VCE students at the school were upset after their photos were retouched to enhance their appearance. Things like pimples...
Oh, that's okay.
Hair and earrings...
That's okay.
Being changed or removed completely.
Removed completely is a problem. That's horrible. They removed a student...
Well, they removed the earrings off the student's head.
Oh, I thought you meant they removed the student from the actual photo.
I don't think they rubbed her out. They just did a little bit of touching up.
Oh, I'd hate it if I was rubbed out. Wouldn't you hate it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, it depends what you were rubbed out on. You know, like if there was a
bit of touching up. If I had a pimple.
I love touch up. I need touch up.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you want touched up?
Me guts.
Made a bit smaller.
Yes, come on.
Remove.
Deep down, I'm a Kate Middleton. I think there's nothing wrong with a bit of touch up.
Yeah, reasonable.
It's just when you get touched up so much that you end up looking like Catwoman or Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, that's too far, isn't it?
No. I'm very good in Photoshop with putting a mask around the offending area and then like...
How do you mean a mask around the offending
you
area?
You draw a mask around it.
Yes.
And you isolate the pixels.
Right.
And then you can either dodge or burn.
You're good at touching up, are you?
I love touching up.
Wow.
I should touch you up one day.
You should.
Just send me your thing and I'll touch it up.
So before we continue, we have to say a big happy birthday to someone very special.
Happy birthday, producer Paul. Have we got something to play, have we?
He's actually created his own
His own birthday card.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks to Daryl and Ozzy for that one.
Oh, was that Daryl and Ozzy?
Yes. Wow. Was that them too?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been playing that to myself all day.
Well, for
it's okay. It's the one day of the year that you can do it to yourself.
And because it's your birthday and you do so much for us.
What have we got?
I'm actually going to play him a request.
Oh, I thought you were going to like do something
for
him.
Yeah, like get me a present or a stripper out of a cave.
Well, we're not that elaborate here.
Oh. We could have got Jeffrey Devine to pop out of a cake.
Great.
We're going to ask him first.
Cover him in cream.
But I will play a song for you.
Or soon.
You know how hard it is to get us to play music for other people.
We don't do... Producer Paul, we don't normally do requests.
No,
we don't,
I understand.
We don't do dedications.
But I'm special.
Yes.
It's a special day.
And seeing there's a royal wedding coming up.
You are with Benny and Frank, the Two Fat Lattes. We're doing the Homo Helpline, Benny.
Dr. Blatte and Dr. Flatte.
Thanks for that. And before we actually get things moving.
I've scrubbed with Solvol.
That's some hard ass soap.
Oh, my skin is pink from...
It's like you've been exposed to radioactivity.
It has. Oh, no, it's like...
You know how they scrub people?
It's like being dragged along the beach.
By sand.
By your feet. Have you ever...
No, I've never had that happen.
It's like an exfoliation. Our first patient this evening is a young man by the name of Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave writes in, I've recently found myself having to spend time with a group of gays who all seem to be obsessed with being alpha gay.
What does that mean?
Let's have a read. They speak to each other so loud that they are often practically shouting and are constantly stroking and touching each other in all sorts of funny places. boasting about how...
Do they have clothes on?
I don't know. Yes, I think so. Boasting about how successful their careers are and how successful their sex lives are. And talking about drugs, fashion and products one can buy. I get bored of this and I don't like it. But I still need to be around them quite a bit.
Why does he still need to be there? Doesn't actually say why.
No, I don't know. What can I do to make this situation more enjoyable for myself? Do I need alpha gay training? Well, this, folks, is one. This is a new one for our... We need to get into a bit of psychology. Oh, no, we're doing a bit of... it's not so much a medical condition, is it? It's a bit more National Geographic.
It's a syndrome.
It's a syndrome. It's a bit David Attenborough.
A little.
Tonight's Homo Helpline...
Are you saying they're like the wildebeest or something?
I think tonight's Homo Helpline, we need to put on a chambray shirt and some chinos.
Oh, a bit Marlboro, man.
We need to get up in a tree with some binoculars, and we need to...
Observe.
We need to observe from afar.
Observe the species.
Yes, the species that is the gay...
The alpha gay.
The alpha gay.
They're like, are they like our lions? Our pack of lions, would you say?
Yeah, a little bit. They can be
predatory.
They're into
preening, you know, licking and preening and touching each other.
I think a pack of gay, they are a little bit. Now, when you say the lion, like, I'm not sure if we're talking about. Because the head of the pack, they kind of just sit there and don't do anything.
That's true. There might be one of those in that group.
The one that sits there and does nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually. They're often the one that sees themselves as being the best looking.
If Dave needs to be in this group, then Dave can actually be that
person.
No,
I don't think you need to be in a group. I think it just happens.
Well, he's saying I need to be around these people quite a lot.
Well, it might be a work situation. There might be work colleagues.
Right.
There might be friends of friends. I must say, Dave, that I actually know, I picked up on this too at a party where... The gay came in and they huddled around.
What did they do?
There's a lot of preening, like welcoming preening.
Yes.
But I think because I was Benny Latte.
Yeah.
There was welcoming preening.
Right.
So, you know, there was a bit of, they lay down, you know, they sort of rolled over.
Oh, they put their stomachs in the air.
Yeah, they exposed their soft underbelly. For fat latte to, you know, like...
To rub,
yeah, like they kind
of... That's nice.
But if I wasn't Benny Fat Latte...
What would you have gotten?
I would have been wildebeest trash. Like I would have been savannah trash. You know what I mean? I would have been left out on the plane, ready, waiting for hyenas, for straight hyenas to come and have a feed. But what I did notice... What I did notice was they sat around the kitchen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden started telling tales of recent conquests.
Right.
To very...
Very specific.
Very specific details.
Is that necessary?
That's what I asked. I said, that's a great story. Did we need centimetres involved? Do you know what I mean? Like, did we need to know the measurement?
Apparently you did.
And then there was like, but not only measurements, then there were like, it was like...
The positions?
It was like listening. Imagine going to a party and meeting Nadia Comaneci.
Oh.
And Nadia telling you.
It's gold medal material.
Gold medal material. And Nadia going into graphic detail about her movements on the bar. Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean.
You know, and almost you want to say, Nadia, I know you're good at the bar, but you don't need to tell me about it. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I know you're a gold winner. You don't need to paint a mental picture. Do you know that look?
I do.
It's like meeting Ian Thorpe. Actually, no, let's not meet Ian Thorpe. It's like meeting, what's the guy that swims a long time?
Matthew Mitchum.
No, that's a diver.
Oh, okay.
He's a diver.
Swims a long time.
Oh, you know, he sells Uncle Toby's oats.
Oh, that dude.
He makes milk.
Kieran.
Kieran Perkins. God, there's a name you can't forget.
Which you apparently have.
It's like Kieran Perkins telling you how good he is at holding his breath. Do you know what I mean? And then you know it's all about technique.
Well, this is not helping Dave.
Yes, it is. So what happens is there's a lot of storytelling, a lot of, in you know.
Yeah. So how did you get out of that situation? Or did you get out?
I didn't.
Did you say anything?
I backed off.
Oh, did you retreat?
Because I thought at any moment now there's going to be a feeding frenzy. Do you know what I mean? Like, there can't be, how many alphas can you get in one room?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was all about, oh, you know, I met this, you know, I had this one. And it was all about who had the most, the better looking one, the most athletic, you know. And I was going, God, I'm getting, oh, you know, can we talk about casseroles? Can we talk about some carbs? Do you know what I mean? Can we talk polenta? I can't, you know.
Did you manage to change the topic?
No, because it wasn't my party.
Oh.
You know, it was, and I was one of the very few, you know, I'm almost extinct, you know, I was the the extinct species.
They're the most special ones.
They're the ones that need saving. Do you know what I mean? Because in the room there was plenty of, you know, Serengetis happening, but I was a bit, you know, I was a bit like the blue whale.
You're a bit like the Tasmanian tiger.
I was a bit Tassie tiger. I was. Yes, yeah. I was the Tassie tiger.
Or the dodo.
Yes, or the dodo. But it was interesting. And I did, when I read this email from Dave, yes, about alpha gays, I hadn't quite put it. I knew that party, that something disturbed me about the new gay, like the young ones that had sort of, you know, come into the fold.
Yes.
I knew there was, but I didn't realise how rampant the rot had set.
Benny decided that we wanted to go to North Melbourne to be really different.
Well, we're just exploring new areas.
Yes.
We went to breakfast.
We did.
Well, we're just exploring new areas.
Yeah, new territory.
New territory.
You passed something on your way to somewhere and thought, oh, that looks good. And so we went there. I can't remember what the place was called.
I can't remember. We went to several places. There was too many people.
Can I just say?
People of Melbourne stay in bed until about 3 o'clock. So Frank and I can have our breakfast in peace.
Absolutely. So we were sitting there having our, well, trying to have our
breakfast. The beige have really caught on to that.
What have they caught on to?
To going out. You know, like.
They've done it for a while.
Ben. They have, I know, but it just sounded better.
But the, you know what irritated me the most?
Oh, was this wanky place with the clipboard, the guy with the clipboard. Was that the one?
Well, that was irritating.
That was irritating.
That was the second place. But the first place where you had to get up. Get yourself a seat first. So you have to be shown to your seat.
You've got to explain to people. So we go to an establishment where there's three walls. There's like one wall completely missing. So they've done the open, you know, the beautiful open air, and it opens up onto the street.
Gorgeous.
So Frank and I walk into the
table.
We just saw a hole in the wall. We walked through, not knowing that there's a line at the cash register for a table. So we just sat down, didn't we?
We did.
And then we knew there was a lot of confusion because it was like, you know, where do these two people come from? And then we had to go and line up.
But I think we were spoken to by like three waiters.
What did you and I just walked out?
We did eventually.
Then we went to another place and then there was one. Now, it's breakfast, people. It's like a cup of coffee and a toast, right? So they've got a guy up the front with a clipboard taking reservations.
We saw the clipboard and ran.
He looked at us and I said, no, don't you dare say hello to me.
We're doing the Homo Helpline.
We are doing the Homo Helpline and groundbreaking evening tonight.
Why?
That there are no Homo Helplines.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something interesting.
No, so that means we can examine each other.
Oh, please no. Don't go there.
Get up on the table. I'm going to do an examination.
No, I don't like you poking at me.
Where does it hurt?
Nowhere.
Do you have any problems with... You have a problem with entertaining.
Okay.
You don't do any.
Are you just...
Actually, producer Paul does.
Are you poking your finger at me?
Producer Paul does too. He hasn't entertained. What is wrong with... What's wrong with Melbourne? No one's doing parties.
I don't do... I'm not good at parties. I need a party planner.
You need to be...
Well,
number one, you need some mental hygiene.
Well, what's the mental hygiene I need?
First, you need to get happy.
I am happy.
I'm joking. Then you need to organise a party.
Okay. But you can't have it at my place. It's too small.
Nothing is ever too small, is it, boys?
Yes. Where's the party that's been in the wings at your place?
I have a very small one, yet I accommodate people at mine.
Really?
I've had 6 or 7 at mine.
Well, interesting, because I've never been invited.
Yes, you have. Where were you on Sunday night, by the way?
I think I was at your house.
Doing...
It wasn't a party, though.
What was it?
Was it dinner?
It was casserole. It was a ragu.
It was a ragu.
It was a spontaneous ragu.
With a gnocchi on the side.
Yes, with a spontaneous gnocchi. Pumpkin gnocchi.
Mm, they were quite nice.
I wish I was my friend. I wish I could meet someone like me.
You really want to meet someone like you?
Not really.
You'd irritate each other.
Well, I'd probably spew first. No. That's an interesting question. Would you like to meet someone like you?
No.
Why?
I think you need differences to make things work.
If you met someone like you, would you be sexually attracted to them?
No.
Same here.
It's a bit weird anyway.
Why?
I don't know.
No, because I often see, this happens in Leso world a lot, I often see girls together that look the same.
That's looks.
But I don't think they looked the same when they first started going out. I think sometimes they morph into each other.
Really?
They become each other.
So does that happen in gay relationships, in men's relationships?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. I've seen people around Joy here, like after a couple of years of going out, they start looking the same.
Really?
That happens sometimes. People morph into each other. They sort of, something happens and they become, like they look like each other. That means I should go out with someone like Jude Law. Because after a couple of years, I'll start looking like him.
Well, it could be the other way.
No, don't do that to him. We've got a Homo helpline. Hi, guys. I need your Homo help. At work, the straights are trying to decorate for Easter. And
do you decorate at Easter?
Straights trying. Let me say just trying in inverted commas. Trying to decorate.
Do you decorate at Easter? You've put up
Honey, you can decorate anything. What's the problem is if you're beige and try to do it. Then they say here...
I want to know what they're doing.
Well, probably the lamest amount of tinsel. Do you put tinsel?
No. They do tinsel at Easter.
Yeah, you do foil.
Do you?
Well, the eggs are covered in foil.
You throw a few eggs around.
To retain freshness. See, you and I, if we were going to decorate, we would bring out our Fabergé egg. We would recreate. See, I would get a hot glue gun. I would get an old ostrich egg.
What would you do?
I would be I'd bedazzle it. I'd make a quilt. I'd knit something for it. I don't know. You just go over the top.
Right.
You go over the top because you want to bring into the office abundance and sparkle.
Oh, I dread to think what they're doing at his work.
Someone wrote to me during the week and we were talking about, because on the weekend I did a major clean. I said, where did all the dust come from? Because like the house, there was just dust. And someone wrote to me and said, they said something about being beige. And I said, well, I'm doing the old cleaning. And they said, no, gays have glitter. But when glitter dies, it turns into dust. And the beige have dust. So
it doesn't turn into anything.
So, yes. So I have to read out the rest of it. Decorating for Easter. Should I rip it down or do it myself
when they're not there?
Yes, you should. If you've got the motivation, you know what I mean? Like, I would go in after work. Go in of an evening.
Would you remove it?
Yes.
Couldn't you add to it?
I would burn it. I would douse it in petrol and burn it. But there's no good, Frank.
No good will come of it.
No good will come of it.
Not even if you tweak it a little?
Not even. You know, I mean, it's just so sad.
It is sad.
I would go in of an evening. I would maybe bring some friends. You grab a couple of packets of grain waves.
I used to eat chips dip, while it burns.
No, some dip. You know, bring a couple of bottles of bubbles, and then you do a decoration working bee. Because if we all got into small groups and just went in and.
But you know what?
What?
What would be even better is what? To leave it the way it is, as lame as possible, and do a fantastic
but
one.
But see, then you have to then offend your eye sockets looking at it.
That's true, but if you did something fantastic.
See, you're one of those sick people that complains but doesn't do anything about it, aren't you?
I'm not complaining.
See, what I've learnt. After working in a couple of beige environments, is one, when one sniffs out like the mediocrity that is beige, one must, with two very dry fingers, poke them in the eye sockets so that they never put up a decoration again in their whole life.
You're with the two fat lattes, and that was, I don't know what that was.
I
can't remember.
You're distracted because someone contacted you. You are so...
Can you shut up?
Come on, tell me about it.
Shake It Off by The Lyrics Born.
You can't shake it off. Tell me who contacted you.
No one, Benny. Can you continue with the show? It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock. We are on radio. Big mouth.
I love teasing Frank because Frank's on this mission.
I'm not on any mission.
He's downloaded all these apps, right, to get himself, to find himself a bit of fluff. Right? And he's in a dilemma because what happens is...
Nothing happens,
no,
Benny.
There's nothing wrong with it. Frank loves to have conversations. And I keep telling him, it's not going to work, honey. And now you're finally learning, aren't you?
I'm finally learning what?
People don't do telephone. They don't do conversation. He's so odd.
I want to do
you
conversation.
You are so 1980s. He is so 80s.
Isn't that quirky and quite...
No, these days people...
Retro?
You know, it's all new to you, the idea of hookup. You don't do the hookup. You want to go from, let's meet, hello. So you're
I need stages.
You're like...
Mine's a very staged development.
You're like a Saturn 13 rocket.
Let go of stages as I go up.
You've got to let you first. You got it. There's the ignition, right?
Yes.
At the blast off.
That's right.
There's ignition. But what happens is, after ignition, before you leave orbit, it all just falls apart. It's my love life's very challenger. You know, there's no good can come of it.
Oh dear.
Just death and destruction. But you might get a lunar landing.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.